Like most teenage girls, Jacine Ladeline Yape loves to play sports, dance, and hang out with her friends. But 5 years ago, the now 18-year-old from Beardies and Okemosis's Cree Nation's world turned dark after being diagnosed with VKH disease. The rare disorder targets the eyes, ears, and skin, and often the brain and spinal cord too. The most noticeable symptom is rapid vision loss. This usually comes after things like severe headaches, vertigo, nausea, and drowsiness. That's how Jacine says she first noticed she was sick.
I remember always constantly sleeping, but sleeping and staying up hurt my head so much. I couldn't do anything. I felt so depressed. Remembering it now, I kind of feel emotional about it because it was a big, hard time during my life. It impacted me so much.
After countless trips to Saskatoon and long waits in doctor's offices, at 13 years old, Jacine was finally diagnosed with VKH disease. And as her mom, Charlotte Yape, explains, it wasn't easy for either of them.
Really, really broke me down. Like, I cried. Like, I was angry at everybody. Like, all these emotions came crashing on me. And it really broke me when I seen my daughter looking outside the window, sitting by herself. She was looking at it for the last time. Like, with her eyesight.
And a few months later, Jacine did lose her eyesight.
The way I seen it through my own eyes, it was everything was getting like dark and gloomy, and then I remember seeing black, like half of my vision, and then it started increasing more and more, and like started completely seeing black. I don't know what I all missed during that time. I think it was like 3 or 4 months that I was completely blind.
And during that time, her mom says she started getting bullied at school.
Students are teasing her, and they're laughing at her because some students had to read for her, like teachers had to read for her. She couldn't read at all because she couldn't see. Like, I don't know how she was able to, but she kept going to school every day, like grade 8 and grade 9. And I went and gave a speech to the students in front of the class and told them about the disease. After that, I guess they're all understanding, like they knew that she was going blind.
And even though on the outside, Charlotte remained strong for her daughter, on the inside, she says she was crumbling. That's when she tells me she turned to faith.
We went to church, all my brothers and my dad and my mom, my daughter and my son, we all went to the church. We all stood in a circle, we prayed and prayed, and then eventually, a couple days after, we went to a sweat ceremony to help us, you know, get healing for her eyesight, to have her eyesight saved and returned to her.
What was that ceremony like?
We actually put up offerings of tobacco, like flags. I think it was green and white flags. We went into a sweat ceremony, like we sat in a circle in the sweat, and I asked for prayers for healing for my girl. Like, I went basically to the ends of the earth to try and keep my daughter from going blind.
And then one morning, Jacine says a miracle happened.
I remember waking up and running to my mom's room and telling her I can see, and I just keep hugging my mom, telling her she helped me through a lot. And she was always there. Sorry, it's really emotional topic to think about. You only get one pair of eyes once in a lifetime, and I don't want to ever go blind ever again.
After testing different medications and therapies for several months, Jacine tells me she finally found what worked for her, and she began her road to recovery, a journey she continues to walk today. That was like a five-year period where you kind of were mixing, you know, trying new medications, doing this and doing that. And so looking back now, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I feel happy. I never felt so much positivity in my life. I feel really grateful.
How are you able to overcome these challenges?
I was playing the guitar, I going back into sports again, dancing, powwow, attending round dances, just being my old self.
How did dance and ceremony specifically help you pull through?
My favorite thing to do, I love dancing. It brings peace to me. I feel comfort, and I feel alive and really healthy.
And her mom couldn't be happier.
Oh, I feel so good. Like, sometimes I'm still in shock and amazement. Like, she grew up from this little girl to this teenager that got sick, and then she's trying to overcome being blind to going to school, trying to be a better person. Like, she's a really good woman, becoming independent, and that's what scares me, because I was like the main caregiver. Like, all of a sudden now she's on her own, and I don't have anybody to boss her on, basically.
As for Jacine, she says she'll never take her health for granted again.
I learned is to always stay positive. Bad things don't last forever. It takes time to heal, and always stay positive. I don't want to take advantage of my eyesight too much to strain it and to go through that type of pain again. I just feel really grateful and blessed every morning to wake up to see a new day.
While she still has to take medication and there will always be that possibility she could lose her eyesight again, Jacine is spreading her wings, and she's leaving Beardy's this month to move to Treaty 4 and start university in Regina. For Meeting Ground, I'm Jesse Anton.